This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we're getting ready for more hockey. Game one of the Western Conference Finals tonight. Stars Oilers on ESPN. And we're getting a start time, RJ.
7 o'clock.
Oh my God!
I mean, this thing will be over by bedtime.
Holy,
it's fantastic! Look at these eight, and you know, now it's not maybe not 7 on the dot, maybe like 7:10, but at least it won't be 8:48 or 8:53.
And the man who will have the call joins us now. Always an awesome treat when we bring on the great Sean McDonough here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Are you happy about 7 p.m. or it doesn't matter to you?
Todd, doesn't matter to me. Playoff hockey, they could play at midnight. It'd be fun, and we'd be fired up to go do it.
I was thinking about this driving in. When we preview, like, the Rangers in the playoffs or the Cowboys, Troy Aikman catches heat from local fans or national media. John Smoltz, you hate our team. But I have not heard that at all, this playoff run, about hockey announcers. I haven't heard so-and-so loves the other team. Do you get that a lot calling hockey, Sean, or do you think that's just more reserved for other sports?
I think I get it. I don't have social media. I don't have any kind of Twitter account or Instagram or any of that, so I probably am not aware of it as much as other people in our business would be. I don't pay any attention to it anyway. You know, I don't care who wins. I'd like to see an exciting game. You know, that's really the only thing I care about. Hopefully a close, exciting game, maybe a game seven goes to overtime. I mean, the last time I was here, we did game seven against Colorado. And for, you know, two periods, that game was pretty boring and it wasn't very lively in that arena. And then, you know, Mikko Rantanen took over and he really hasn't stopped since. So that's what we hope for, something like that mm-hmm. people are going to remember.
Sean, you got the Boston ties at DFW. You know, we're more known for football and the Cowboys. Talk about DFW's growth and development with the Stars runs that you've seen when you come visit and work here.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, obviously, you know, these runs now to the Western Conference Final, I think, have helped grow interest and grow the fan base. You know, I saw Jay Gottinger was on SportsCenter with Matt Barry, I think it was yesterday, and he talked about just in the time that he's been here, you know, the noticeable difference. He said it's now like a northern city in the United States in terms of the interest level and enthusiasm for hockey. And, you know, we see that when we're in the arena. I mean, that game seven, as I said, was pretty dead for the first two periods against Colorado, in part because, you know, Dallas wasn't really doing anything. I think they had 10 shots on goal in that game through the two periods. But, you know, in the third period when they made that great comeback, you know, that arena is as lively as any in the league. I love doing games here. It's a great broadcast position. You know, a lot of these places we go, we're dangling from the ceiling. We're in the worst seat in the arena at the back of the upper deck. So to be here, you know, kind of in a central position, a good spot relative to the ice, it's a real difference maker for us. And the same is true of Edmonton. So from a selfish standpoint, it's nice to be doing this series because we have a good vantage point, which is not always the case.
Are you calling? How much are you calling on the monitor versus just watching the ice live?
Yeah, almost never on the monitor. You know, the monitors aren't very big in our hockey booths. And, you know, the puck moves so fast. And sometimes the directors are taking cutaway shots to a check in the corner while the puck is, you know, going someplace else. It's just really hard to follow. I've tried that. You know, I've asked a lot of play-by-play guys in hockey, do you call it off the monitor? I've never heard anybody say yes. And for a while I tried binoculars when we were in some of these high places, but I'm just not good enough at following the puck or keeping the binoculars wide enough to, you know, take in everything that you need to see. So, you know, it's great to be low here. You know, some of the, like Carolina last night, that is so far away from the ice. I know the people watching don't care. And so far back that, you know, a lot of times you're just guessing who has the puck, or did that puck hit the goalie, or did it miss the net, or did somebody block it out in front, or did somebody tip it in? So it's great to be in a vantage point like we are here in Edmonton, where, you know, most of the time you're pretty sure who the player is who made the play or where the puck wound up.
Is the big, and it, you know, big Stanley Cup playoff game, big baseball game, you know, basketball, what is, like, the, if you had to choose one to call a big, big game, is it clearly hockey?
Yeah, well, it's a great question, and I'm probably going to give a lousy answer because I really do. The thing I've enjoyed most about my career, especially my time at ESPN, is, you know, the opportunity to do a lot of different things, to do major college football, do baseball, playoff games, do major championship golf, whatever else they've been nice enough to let me do. So I really do enjoy them all, but I do think there's nothing like the intensity of a Stanley Cup playoff game. You know, I'm just sitting here this morning as part of my preparation watching the game six Saturday night here between the Stars and Winnipeg. And, you know, the intensity of that game from start to finish was palpable, even just watching the tape of it. So, you know, I don't think there's anything better than Stanley Cup playoff hockey. Yeah, I think there are a lot of things in sports that are similar, which is what makes sports great.
Sean McDonough, who is on the call for Stars Oilers tonight, joining us here at 105.3 The Fan. All right, as we prep for this series, it's, you know, McDavid hasn't had a ton of goals. The Stars have gotten scoring basically from five guys the entire postseason. Which one has to change for each team to wind up finding a way to win?
Well, you know, I think Edmonton has proven, you know, they've had good depth of scoring too, and you're right about Dallas. You know, they've kind of leaned heavily on a few guys, especially Rand and his line. But I think that bodes well for Dallas. I mean, the fact that they have beaten two really good teams. I mean, Colorado and Winnipeg. I don't think any other team that's still alive has beaten two teams that good to get to the conference final. And to, you know, beat those two teams with no goals from Robertson, with one goal in 13 games from Marchment, one goal in 13 games in the playoffs from Ben, no goals from Duchesne. I mean, sooner or later, those guys are going to join the party and do something. You know, Edmonton has proven they can win without goal scoring from McDavid. You know, he's the leading assist man in the playoffs, and obviously that's important too. So I think those Dallas guys are going to come to life in that series, and I think if and when they do, it'll really help their chances.
So, Sean, when you're doing play-by-play, you're also, you know, telling stories when it comes to series like this and things. When you're approaching the series and you're prepping for Oilers Stars, what do you look at as, like, these are the 2 to 3, you know, kind of big stories or angles that you think need highlighting heading into this series?
Well, you know, I think coming on the air tonight, you know, the biggest story is, you know, it's a rematch, but there's been a pretty significant turnover on the rosters of both of these teams since last year, and obviously the most significant one is Rantanen. And I think coming on the air tonight, what you just referenced about McDavid, I think that the biggest subject matter would be the star power in this series, particularly those two guys who, to me, are the two leading players right now through half of the playoffs. It's hard to believe we're only halfway through the playoffs, given everything that's happened for these two teams and around the Stanley Cup playoffs. But they're the favorites to win the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now. So I think that's part of it. You know, I'm fascinated by Pete DeBoer. You know, I think this is the 8th time he's been in the conference finals in the expansion era. Only Scotty Bowman and Al Arbor, who are, you know, walk-in Hall of Famers, first ballot Hall of Famers, two of the all-time greats, have coached in more, but he hasn't won a Stanley Cup. So, you know, I think last year we saw his good pal, Paul Maurice, who is a coaching lifer, you know, who was coming up on 30 years in coaching, never won the Stanley Cup, won it in a game 7. You know, I think that's something, you know, I am interested in the people part of this, and I think he's a hell of a coach and a great guy. And I think there are a lot of people, if they were able to win 2 more rounds, would be really happy for Pete. I think he's already regarded as one of the best coaches of this era. But, you know, I think a lot of times you need the championship to kind of solidify your legacy all time. And I think that could happen for Pete as it did for Paul Maurice last year if they win 8 more games.
Yeah, Sean, how does a guy like him keep getting fired? I mean, all he does is go to conference championship games.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, hockey coaching, rather, is the worst in terms of job security. I mean, it's just ridiculous in this sport how quickly these teams cycle through coaches. And I think, you know, the good organizations like the Stars realize, okay, yeah, he's coached 4 other teams, but he's still one of the best coaches in the league, and we'd be happy to have them. You know, we've seen Peter Laviolette, I think he coached 6 teams now. He just got let go by the Rangers. Paul Maurice has bounced around. You know, I think people realize he's been one of the great coaches now for almost 3 decades. So, I don't know. These ownership groups in the NHL, management seem to have, you know, short leash with coaches. But I think the Stars were smart enough to realize he's one of the best, and he's proving that again with what he's doing here in Dallas.
Sean McDonough joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean, you mentioned the 3 straight conference finals appearances for Dallas. It feels like in sports, whenever anybody has a run like that, it's one of 2 narratives. It's either it's a matter of time, they're gonna succeed, they're gonna win a title here, or it's you're running out of time. Like you need to make it happen within this window. Which one of those do you think Dallas falls into? Do you think this is a core that it's like, hey, this is only a matter of time, it's gonna happen for them eventually? Or is it more, hey, they've got to take advantage of this window right now?
Well, it's a great question, because I definitely agree with the premise. You know, I think the New York Rangers were an example of that. You know, they had a window here the last few years, but it was an aging nucleus, and I think we saw that age kind of took hold this year in what a disappointment they were. I mean, they went from winning the President's Trophy last season to not even making the playoffs this year. I don't really feel that way about Dallas. You know, that obviously they have some players who are key players on the team who are older. You know, Duchesne, Ben, certainly, Sagan, you know, would be another, but I think they also have a lot of really terrific young talent. And to me, the most important position is the goalie. And, you know, you have a 26-year-old star who's in Ottinger, who's proven he's one of the best. And I think he's going to be one of the best for a long time to come. So I don't think the window is closing here. I do really like their chances. Excuse me. You know, I think we have 4 outstanding teams left. I would be very surprised if Florida did not win the Eastern Conference Final. I felt that way before last night, and you know what they did in Game 1 of that series just cemented it. But you know, I think a lot of people, myself included, around the NHL, felt like if Dallas could get through the first round without Robertson and Haskinen, look out. Because, you know, when you add those two guys to a team that was good enough to beat Colorado without them, you know, they have everything you need to win the Stanley Cup. Now, so does Edmonton, and so does Florida, and Carolina probably does too. I think they're the least likely of the four left to win it. But it would not surprise me at all if Dallas wins the Stanley Cup this year and doesn't have to worry about the window closing.
Sean, you mentioned Florida. They have just really, I mean, played well three of the last four games. I think it's like 17-4. They're outscoring opponents on the road. Are they just that team that is, you know, going in, you could pencil it in, they're hitting their stride, they're built for the postseason, they got the goalie for the postseason, that this is kind of something we got to get used to?
Yes. Simple answer to your question, yes. You know, and a lot of us thought they were crazy when they totally changed the direction of their franchise. I mean, they won the President's Trophy, what was it, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
When Andrew Brunette was the coach, and then they went out early in the playoffs, and they said, you know, we cannot win the Stanley Cup playing this way, being a high-flying team that leans on scoring and tries to win 5-4 games. That's just not going to work in the playoffs. So they got rid of Andrew Brunette, which surprised a lot of us. They hired Paul Maurice, and, you know, as I said, he has had a great resume, but he had never really done anything in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, he had a losing record in the playoffs over a 20-plus year span before he got to Florida and went on this run now of 3 years in a row. But, yeah, they're built for the playoffs. We talk about the goalie. You know, they have Bobrovsky, who's been one of the best in the world for 15 years. You know, they're just so tough, so physical. But it's not just that. You know, I think the reason why I like them is instead of Carolina, they play a similar style, but they just have more guys who can score goals for you. With what they did now on the third line and adding Brad Marchand, you know, that was a brilliant pickup, as it turns out, and they've done that the last few years. So, you know, I think they're really hard to play against. I think, you know, when they get to the Stanley Cup final, I think they will. It's going to be a heck of a matchup against whichever one of these two teams wins the West.
You're the man. We really appreciate your time. Have a fantastic call and a great series, Sean. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, and have a blessed day. Should be a fun series.
Back at you. The great Sean McDonough with Game 1 tonight at the AAC on 105.3 The Fan. It's a brand new segment every single hump day.
Okay.
Where is the wheel going to land? The Wednesday surprise wheel spin next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.